This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent and diverse campus community radio from Simon Fraser University.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together to dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going different places, doing different things. Yeah.
Spring roars loudly on this rainy day as a thunderstorm passes through here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly and their friend Susan in the clubhouse living room. It's story day!
Ooh, this thunderstorm is kind of spooky.
Hey, I have an idea. Let's turn off the lights and tell ghost stories.
Yeah!
Well, that's not exactly what I had in mind.
Oh, really?
Come on,
it'll
Steve.
Be fun.
Yeah, you know, I know one that's not scary at all. It's from Bill Harley, and it's called The Eeny Weeny Beanie Ghost.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the light.
Story time. Story time. Story time. Story time.
One day, when I was 14 years old and knew everything, my little brother came back from playing at his friend's house and he said,
I was at my friend's house, at his house where he lives, and he said to me that next door to him that there's a house, and there is, and he said that in their house, in that house, there isn't anybody, so there's no one there, and 'cause there isn't anybody, and it's empty, it's haunted.
I said,
what? My friend told me that 'cause there's nobody there 'cause there's a ghost.
I said, there's no such thing as ghosts. He said,
don't say that.
What?
Don't say there's no such thing as ghosts.
There's no such thing as ghosts.
No. My friend said if you say there's no such thing as ghosts, because then the ghost won't like it, so it's going to come over to your house and say, ooh, I'm going to scare you. So don't say there's no such thing as ghosts.
There's no such thing as ghosts.
No!
And he ran out of the room. Good way to get rid of my younger brother. I'd have to remember that. But I forgot all about it because my brother was always coming into my room to bug me. And that night I went to bed and I fell asleep. And for some reason, in the middle of the night, I woke up. I don't know why. I was lying in my bed waiting to go back to sleep when I heard the strangest thing. I heard this little voice calling out, saying,
ooh, I'm gonna scare you. Ooh.
I thought, what was that? I sat up in my bed. I listened. I didn't hear anything. I lay back down again. I was almost asleep. I heard it again.
Ooh, I'm gonna scare you.
It had to be my brother. I jumped out of my bed, out the door, down the hallway, into his room. I ran over to his bed. He looked like he was asleep. I shook him. I said, hey, Chris. He said, did you just come in my room? Didn't you just come in my room and go, whoa, I'm going to scare you. Didn't you do that? Are you sure? He said. I said, all right. Must have been my imagination. It wasn't you. I went back to my room. I got in my bed. Closed my eyes. I was almost asleep when I heard it again.
Ooh, I'm gonna scare you. Ooh.
Now I'm beginning to get a little bit concerned. I sit up in my bed. I said, what's going on here? Where's this thing coming from? And I heard it again, right behind me. Ooh, I turned around. There it was, standing on my bedpost. About a half inch tall was this little eeny weeny beanie ghost looking at me and going,
oh, I'm gonna scare you.
I said, what are you?
Ooh, I'm an eeny weeny beanie ghost, and I've come to scare you.
I said, I don't think so.
Ooh, here I come. Are you ready?
I said, okay. And then the eeny weeny beeny ghost rose up in the air because it could do that because it was an eeny weeny beeny ghost. And it floated towards me.
Ooh, here I come.
I can see that.
Ooh, I'm getting closer.
I can see that. Ooh. I said, would you just get over here? He floats to the air. Ooh, until he landed right on my ear.
Here I am. Are you ready?
I said, okay.
All right, I'm gonna start. Oh, once upon a time, there was a boy, who said he didn't believe in ghosts.
Ooh, I said, can't you do any better than this?
Ooh, and one night, he woke up in there on the bedpost. Ooh, it's an eeny weeny beeny ghost who rose up in the air because he could do that.
I said, can't you do any better than this? This is just stupid.
He floated through the air, started to say,
ah! And I went, I sat up in my bed. My heart went boom, 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 boom. Oh, 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 man, that scared me. Oh, oh, that was not funny. Where are you? Oh, 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 my heart was beating out of my chest. I was trying to catch my breath. Oh, 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 oh. Finally, I caught my breath. Oh, oh, I looked around. I didn't see it anywhere. Oh, I lay back in my bed. I was almost asleep when I heard it again.
Ooh, I told you.
Okay, enough scary stories. I'm turning on the lights. Oh, Polly, are you all right, girl?
Steve, you all right?
Yeah,
you okay, Steve?
I'm all right.
I got the lights.
That was Bill Harley with a story called The Eeny Weeny Beanie Ghost.
All right, how about we listen to something a little less...
Scary.
Okay, let's see. How about Donkey and Toad from the Story Crafters?
Donkey and Toad were always, 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 always... arguing.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
No, they
yes.
weren't. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, they
no,
were.
No.
They, I'm
telling they you. Were never, 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 never arguing.
Now that's true.
You see, Donkey was always bragging about how fine he thought he was, and Toad always had to sit there and listen to him brag.
Yeah, you see, Donkey would say things like, hey, you know, I have the most beautiful, wonderful, long, strong legs. And Toad has the short, stubby little legs. Ah! Now, how could Toad, with short, stubby little legs, ever think that he could be Donkey with long, strong legs in a race, huh?
Well, now, Toad looked down at his short, stubby, little legs, and he said, "You know, my legs have always gotten me everywhere I've needed to go my whole life long."
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, so they must be pretty good for toad legs. I think it's time for Donkey and me to go and have that race.
A race? Okay. So they did. They went to the king. And the king set up a race for Donkey and Toad. The king set up a 20-mile race. They set up a milepost at every mile along that race course. And they made one rule for that race. The rule was that whenever Donkey or Toad got to one of those mileposts, they had to stop and sing a song. And that way, anyone that was watching the race would know who was winning. Now, the race was going to be the next day. Donkey wasn't worried at all about a race against a toad
with short, stubby legs.
So the donkey just went to sleep.
But Toad didn't go to sleep. Oh, no. You see, Toad was a thinking toad. And Toad gathered up all of his children. He had 20 children, and every one of his children looked exactly like the other one. You couldn't tell a girl from a boy. Now, in Jamaica, the people speak two languages. One is English, and the other language is called Patois. And in Patois, the word for children is pickney. Toad gathered up those 20 pickney, and he spoke to them. "Listen to me, my pickney, now, because each and every one of you is going to help me win a race against a bragging donkey. I'm going to ask you for some help. Tomorrow, I want each of you to hide behind every mile post. And when you hear that donkey coming along and singing his song and bragging, I want you to jump up from behind that mile post and sing a song right back at the donkey." Now, those little pickney were so excited to help their father that they hopped as fast as they could. They picked out a mile post and they dug themselves deep, deep holes in the mud. They covered themselves over with the mud, and they went to sleep for the night.
The next morning, the donkey walked to the beginning of that race course. Now, he wasn't worried about a race against a toad.
Short, stubby legs.
So the donkey started walking along that race course toward the first mile post, but he walked real slow and easy because he wasn't worried about the toad. And when Donkey got to the first mile post, Donkey stopped. And Donkey sang a song. The song that Donkey sang when he got to that first mile post, it went like this.
Ha, 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 me more than Toad. Ha, 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 me more than Toad.
And the first pickney jumped out from behind the first mile post and sang out his song, and it went like this. Jinko-go-do-boom-boom.
Well, the donkey was very surprised.
Where'd you come from?
Man, that toad is a little faster than I thought. Man, I'm going to have to walk a little faster to the second mile post. So Donkey walked a little bit faster to the second mile post, and when he got there, he stopped, and he sang his song.
Ha, 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 me more than Toad. Ha, 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 me more than Toad.
Second pickney jumped to the top of the second mile post and sang out her song. Jinko-go-ro-boom-boom.
Ooh, that donkey was very surprised. His eyes went bing wide open. Man, that toad is a lot faster than I thought. Man, I'm going to have to run to the third mile post. Yeah, so Donkey ran to the third mile post. When he got there, he stopped and he sang his song.
Ha, 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 me more than Toad. Ha, 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 me more than Toad.
But just then, third pickney jumped out from behind that mile post and sang out his song. Jinko-go-ro-boom-boom.
Well, that donkey was so surprised. Ah, oh, man, that toad is so much faster than I thought. Man, I'm going to have to run faster than ever I run in all my life. So he ran faster than ever he'd run in all of his life. But every time donkey came to a milepost, he stopped. He sang his song.
Ha, 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 me more than toad. Ha, 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 me more than toad.
But every time there was a pickney waiting for him who would jump up and sing his song.
Donkey ran to the last milepost, number 20, as fast as he possibly could. When he got there, he stopped. All he had to do was sing that song and he would win that race.
When out jumped the 20th Pickney, who sang out her song first.
Oh, well, that donkey hung his head in shame. Oh, because even with all that bragging and all that boasting about his long, strong legs, that donkey had been beat in that race.
And Toad? Well, he puffed up his cheeks with pride, because he knew all along that the best way to stop someone from putting you down is to ask for help from family.
And you know something? When we were in Jamaica not too long ago, we were walking down a road, and we heard those toads singing. They were singing a song remembering their ancestor, Toad, who beat Donkey in the race. And you know how that song went? And that's the story.
We just heard Donkey and Toad from the Story Crafters.
And we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse.
Hey, we still have time for one more story.
All right, this one's from J. O'Callaghan, and it's called The Boy Who Loved Frogs.
In the Midwest, a little boy was in the backyard, sitting in a mud pile. Had his shirt on, his trousers on. He was having a fine time. And he heard his father drive up, and the boy got up quick and took off the shirt and the trousers and got the hose and hosed himself down. Ran up to his room and put on a clean white shirt and trousers and ran down the stairs. There was his father.
Well, you look neat and clean where I like it.
Yes.
What are you up to?
I want to go with you tomorrow.
Oh, you'll be bored. I'm just going to business.
Want to go with you.
All right.
Next day, they got in the car. And they drove off. Went a long way and almost went into a town. And the boy said, down that dirt road, Daddy. They turned down the dirt road. And when they got to a pond, the boy said, I'll wait here for you all day.
You'll be bored and you'll be scared.
No, I won't.
All right, stay neat and clean.
Goodbye, Daddy. His father drove off. Boy was already scared. Was so quiet. He sat down by the pond.
Bark.
What was that? Daddy, is that you? Whenever the boy was nervous, he just made up a song. Dun, da, dun, da, dun, dun, dun.
Bark, 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 bark.
It was a frog. Jumped out of the water and sang the song. Hey, you like my song, don't you? There were frog's eyes all over the pond now. I'll sing it again. You ready? Dun, da, dun, da, dun, dun, dun.
Bark, 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 bark.
All of the frogs were plunking around to his song. You do it again. Dun, 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 dun. The boy sang and laughed for hours, and he said, I'm kind of tired now. I'm going to have my apple, all right? Well, he was hot, too, so he took off his shirt and took off the trousers and put them on a branch, sat down by the pond. Oh, started to eat the apple.
Bark.
It was a frog on his head, kind of dripping.
Bark.
Another one.
Bark.
They were all over him. And all of a sudden, the boy had a glint in his eye. Hey, frogs! He looked over, and the boy saw the biggest mud pile he'd ever seen in his life. Watch this, frogs! And the boy sprang up and landed right in the mud pile.
pretty soon he was rolling around in the mud. Oh, there was mud in his hair and his eyes. There was mud everywhere. And the boy began to crawl around. The frogs were all over his back. And he made up a new song. Bark, 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 bark. They were right behind him or on top of him. Bark, 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 bark. The boy, he collapsed laughing in the mud. And for the first time in his life, he heard frogs laughing. Bark, 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 bark. Well, he laughed and played in the mud. Oh, and then he realized, oh my gosh, Daddy's going to be back pretty soon. He jumped in the pond and he swam around and he cleaned all off. Put on the shirt and the trousers. Frogs, I have to go in a minute. It's the last time, all right? All those eyes were waiting. Dum da dum da dum dum dum. Bong 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 bong. Bye. See you next year. His father drove up, and the boy tied his sneakers and jumped into the car.
Well, you look neat and clean.
Yes, Daddy.
What'd you do?
Taught the frogs how to sing.
Well, I'm sure he did.
Played in the mud.
Well, I'm sure that's true, too. Let's go now.
Well, they drove home, and the boy thought about that all year. And the following year, he got one chance to go back. As soon as his father was gone, he bent over the pond. You remember me? And there were frogs' eyes all over. One of you has to sing it first this time. Come on, one of you. And a big frog began.
Bark, 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 bark.
And soon they were all over.
Bark, 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 bark.
Before long, the boy was rolling in the mud again.
Bark, 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 bark.
He loved it, and he went back once a year for 6 years. And then they moved away. They moved to the east, and boy grew up, he went to college, and he got married. He had his own family. At night, he used to take his two little daughters up to bed, and his wife would say, "Now tell them a quiet story tonight, a quiet one." A few minutes later, she could hear the three of them up in the bedroom.
Bark, 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 bark.
And in the summertime, he'd set up a tent for his daughters out in the backyard. And he'd go out at night, tell them a bedtime story. Before long, you could hear,
bark, 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 bark.
He'd be all around the yard, and his daughters would be chasing him with the hose. Pretty soon, there was mud everywhere.
Bark, 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 bark.
And if you listened real careful, you could hear the frogs in the garden.
Bark, 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 bark.
That was the only story he ever told his daughters, but he told it in a thousand different ways. And one night, the neighbor, an old man, came across the lawn and leaned on the fence, and he said,
"I've been listening to that story you tell your daughters about the frogs. I wonder if I could tell you my frog story. My grandfather told it to me when I was a little boy."
And in a moment, that's the story you're going to hear.
Bark, 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 bark.
Sam Zucchini here, and we just heard a story from J. O'Callaghan. Oh, someone's at the door.
It's Cranky the Clown.
Hey, Cranky. Hey, Cranky. How's business, Cranky?
Lousy. Plain lousy. Nobody wants a cranky clown. Just ask my sidekick, Bam.
Nobody wants a cranky clown.
Well, any plans for the future? Maybe you should be a happy clown.
Yeah. Nah, I'm not in the mood for that. But I am thinking about adding a monkey to my act. Got any stories about monkeys?
How about one from Odds Bodkin?
Down the path, in the midst of the moonlit night, came the king of the monkeys. And behind him danced all the other monkeys in the kingdom. They were all having a wonderful night. The moon shone, a great silver eye high above the trees. Its light through the dark branches made a crisscross of black and silver lace beneath the king of the monkeys' feet as he danced along. Suddenly he stopped. There, in the midst of the path, right before him, was a deep stone well. The king of the monkeys looked over the edge of the well. Far, far below, in the inky black water, was the moon. The king of the monkeys thought the moon had fallen into the well. He didn't bother looking up. And so, knowing he was the king and it was his job and his alone to save the moon, he told the monkey behind him to grab his tail to lower him down into the well. But one tail wasn't long enough, so he told a second monkey to grab the tail of the first and lower both of them. But that wasn't long enough either, so a fourth monkey grabbed the tail of the third and a fifth the fourth, and monkey by monkey, the king of the monkeys went deeper and deeper into the stone well. Until at last, there he was, dangling at the end of all the monkeys, just above the inky black water. And he knew his moment to save the moon had come, so he reached out and grabbed for it. But it broke apart in his fingers in tiny, shimmering little pieces. And the king of the monkeys was so surprised, he went... Then he fell into the water, and then the one above him went... And he fell into the water, and the one above him let go. And he fell into the water, and monkey by monkey, all the monkeys came tumbling down the side of the well. Even the little one who had been at the top, holding all of them. Slowly. The moon, in the inky black water, returned to its former shape, and all the monkeys were gone. Well, the moral of that story is simple. Life is difficult enough, but with a bad leader telling you what to do, it's nearly impossible.
Our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
KVRZ in Libby, Montana.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number...
1,265.
Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese... Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Looked up at a flock of birds in flight and wondered, who's in charge? How does the flock know which bird to follow? Recent research on flocks of homing pigeons has shed some light on this very question. scientists outfitted each bird in a small flock of pigeons with a miniature backpack holding a rapid-fire GPS. The flock was set free to fly together. Then the scientists analyzed the GPS data from a series of flights. They found that the birds' flocking movements were governed by a pecking order. Higher-ranked birds had more influence over